Also started playing public schools rugby at Father College in Sydney. He joined us in 54 when he returned to Adelaide, and he'd been with us ever since. This year was his 60th year at Old Regions Rugby. Bob played grade rugby from the 50s to the 80s. He played every grade over the years and won 5 first grade premierships with us. He retired to the Golden Oldies in 83 and played about 80 games with his friends in the Cripple Crows, many of whom he is tonight. He holds the record for the most games played in South Australian rugby. The number is estimated at more than 700. Bob says humbly 530. He didn't believe him when he was alive. I'm not going to start now. It's 700. If I hear another word about it, it's 800. Bob was at various times captain, coach, club captain, and president of Old Collegians Rugby. He was a state representative for 3 years, including hooking against the British Lions in 66, which he claimed as his proudest rugby moment. He was made a life member in 71 and was an inaugural inductee to the South Australian Rugby Hall of Fame in 2007. That is an astoundingly impressive list of achievements and contributions. But any bare list is a poor account of a man, let alone a man like Bob Burgess. So I've harvested some anecdotes from our collective memory which might get us closer to the heart of things. We remember the club that Bob joined. In 54 we had a single team. There are only 6 clubs in the union. Instead of the salubrious accommodations to which we welcome you tonight, we had the team ship. And the unofficial clubhouse was the Feathers Hotel, where Bob's kids played on the carpet steps of the lounge, chomping on Smith's crisps and washing them down with lemon squash, while Bob and his mates also enjoyed some pints of lemon squash. We remember Bob with the telescopic leg. Despite being barely tall enough to look over the bar, he could still hook the ball back from the second row of the opposition. We remember Bob the gentleman rugger, who was not shy about throwing a punch in a ruck, but was cheerful and somehow always friendly about it. We remember Bob of the front row. For those of you who don't know rugby particularly well, men of the front row have a very particular role on the field. It does not involve scoring tries. Nonetheless, in the late 60s, in a game in which our first 15 had a very strong lead, an offensively strong lead, Bob saw his chance and took it. Grabbed the ball, tucked it under an armpit, dashed for the try line, unopposed, eyes gleaming, glory inevitable, only to be cut down just before the try line by one of his teammates. Other than Bob, I'm pretty sure it was better to forego those few extra points than it was to hear him talk about it anyway. Do you remember Bob the Golden Oldie? In Test rugby, they measure packs by combined weight. Golden Oldies, they measure packs by combined age. In 91, Bob popped back down in the front row with Cyril Campion. Oh, yes. Adrian Wilson, and in the second row, Doc Douglas and Danjo Patterson. That type 5 alone is off 300 years. By that time, Bob said he hooked from memory. We remember Bob from latter years, the Bob of the sideline. Kick it to the shit house! Dreadful business. Try to do your best if you'd be so kind. How long to go? We'll take the kick, sir. Is it my shout again already? Fair dinkum. Never in doubt. Many of you played with, or God forbid, against Bob. I've heard the stories. They trouble me. And I find them really hard to reconcile with the cheeky, fatherly gentleman with the twinkly eyes who'd wander around this place carrying Charlie, that great manly hound, Charlie. Personally, I'll always remember Bob, the sweet old bloke. that give me a cuddle and call me love, while his mates rolled their eyes at him. And of course, we remember Bob, the proud rugby father, who took a great interest in the rugby of son Andrew. He loved watching Andrew play, perched out there on the balcony with Charlie, asking, where is he? Where is he? Is he on yet? Yes, Bob, he's started. And whenever Andrew scored a try, Bob would inform the world, that's my boy, that's my boy. Bob was never a particularly noisy or conspicuous spectator. But somehow I always knew instinctively where he was in this place, whether he was in these rooms with a beer or out on the balcony with a beer, or down on the sidelines
with a beer.
And whenever Andrew made one of his trademark massive tackles in the middle of Tregenza, which we all love to see, in thinking about it in the last few days, I've realised that I would always look over my shoulder to where Bob was, just to make sure to catch the look of satisfaction on his face. After each match, Bob would relentlessly pester our head coach, Mike Craig. Did he play well? Did he play well? But when I'd say to him, Bob, your boy had a good game today, oh, do you think so? I suppose he did. Such great heartwarming memories he left us with. But even they don't quite do justice to what Bob meant to this place. Bob was long retired before I joined the collegians, before I met him. He was a life member before I was born. I'm young in this crowd. I genuinely envy those of you who played with him, who grew up with him, who do him forever. But it wasn't very long after first walking into this place that I understood what Bob meant to it. You learn about a man by the way the people around him relate to him. There was ever a palpable affection and respect for Rob, for everyone here. He wore them like a big warm aura.
Yes.
He was a pillar of old collegians, and to see him at home here was to understand that instinctively long before anyone explained to you why. At the same time this club taught me about Bob, Bob was teaching me about the club. The process was one of osmosis rather than instruction. He radiated friendship and goodwill, and he couldn't spend much time near him without absorbing some of his good humour, his passion, his loyalty, and his pride. Put simply, Bob was a touchstone. He was our giant good bloke. Hard to conceive of collegians without Bob Burgess, but the truth is there's no such thing. We will always be Bob's club, and we haven't lost him. He's just been promoted to a higher grade. When you're sharing a part of the best with a great brewer and watching Andrew's rugby from a much higher balcony, never in doubt, Bobby, never in doubt.